إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد، my brothers, I want to first of all thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wonderful trip that we had to for the LEC in Australia and Brisbane, and all the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we saw, and all the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which He showed us. Ajeeb, this dunya, how He made it. Sometimes I think when we look at the and we think about the Jannah, how the Jannah must be. Only Allah knows this. Today I thought one of the questions that I get asked most often is, how can I wake up for Tahajjud? And so I thought maybe today and tomorrow, and Allah alam how many days it takes, maybe 2 or 3 days, we'll talk about the issue of Tahajjud itself, and especially about how to wake up for Tahajjud. Because I think this is a question in the mind of a lot of people. Alhamdulillah, one of the things that I try to do is to emphasize the importance and the value of Tahajjud. In every single place I go, every single thing I do and say, one thing I try to emphasize is the importance of Tahajjud. And Alhamdulillah, there are a lot of people who understand that and who, Alhamdulillah, are trying to pray. But of course, all of us are weak, and so we have difficulty sometimes in waking up and so on. So let's see what can we do and how we can overcome this difficulty. And probably contrary to expectations, I'm not going to talk, at least just now, about issue of alarms and sleeping early and all of that. All of that is fluff. It is necessary, but that is not the key to waking up for Tahajjud. The one who wakes up for Tahajjud is the one who wants to talk to Allah. This is my take on Tahajjud. My take on Tahajjud is that the one who wakes up for Tahajjud is the one who loves Allah. And the one who wakes up for Tahajjud is the one who Allah loves. I will repeat that. The one who wakes up for Tahajjud is the one who loves Allah. And the one who wakes up for Tahajjud is the one who Allah loves. The dalil for this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Tahajjud and made Tahajjud fard on His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on His Sahaba as the first thing in Islam. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayat of Surah Al-Muzzammil, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil qumil layla illa qaleela nisfahu abin qusminhu qaleela awzid alayhi wa rattil al-Qur'ana tartila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my Nabi, wake up. O the one who is wrapped in garments and sleeping, wake up. And stand all night in salah, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Half the night, three quarters of the night, more or less, and recite the Quran. So who can wake up for Tahajjud? Someone who looks forward to this. Someone who looks forward to this. Who is the child who loves to go to the class in school? The one who loves the teacher who he is going to see. The one who loves the lesson that he is going to learn. So who can wake up for Tahajjud? The one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do I say that the one who wakes up for Tahajjud, Allah will love? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them who claim to love Allah, to follow my sunnah, to make my ittiba, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love them. And He will forgive their sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives all sins, who is Ghafur Rahim, who is all forgiving and all merciful. So therefore, the one who wakes up in Tahajjud is the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by waking up in Tahajjud, he is bringing alive one of the most important sunan of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him, as he said in the ayah, Tell them, make my ittiba. Tahajjud is the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned before, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said, in the Asbab al-Nuzul of this surah, Surah al-Muzzammil, which is one of the first surahs to be revealed, she said that for 12 months thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she said the first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed 19 ayats, and after the 19 ayahs, the 20th ayah was not revealed for 12 months. After 12 months, the 20th ayah was revealed. So for 12 months, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba prayed tahajjud as if it was fard. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave tahajjud as a resource. He gave it as the number one source of power and energy. The number one source of connecting to Him. And that he gave it because inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Allah gave it because He said that we have to give you a job. I'm going to give you a job which is very difficult. We're going to send down on you a word which is very heavy. And to be able to bear that load, to be able to do that job, you need power. And that is why, where is the power? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to get it? Through tahajjud. So the one who wakes up for tahajjud is the one who loves Allah, and the one who wakes up for tahajjud is the one who Allah loves. Because Allah does not give His qawl and thaqila, He does not give His word, His kalam, to the one who does not love. Allah gives His word only to the one He loves. And therefore, the one who wants to get the kalam of Allah must prove that he loves Allah. When he proves that he loves Allah, then Allah will love him. And Allah will accept him into His service. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts him into His service, then everything for him becomes easy. Because now he is doing the work on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is doing the work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore naturally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants his work to be accomplished, so he accomplishes it. So I want to end with this. Other reminders, give a shot. But let's keep this in mind. When you think about tahajjud, ask yourself, do I love Allah? Ask yourself, do I want Allah to love me? And here is the way. If you love Allah, and if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to love you, then wake up and stand in tahajjud. Inshallah, tomorrow and so on, over the next few days, we'll talk about this in more detail. But today, for today, this is enough, inshallah. Only the one who loves Allah can wake up for tahajjud. And only the one who wakes up for tahajjud, Allah loves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those He loves, and to make us among those who connect to Him, and to make us among those who for whom tahajjud will be a great pleasure and a joy to pray. And tomorrow and day after and so on, we'll see more aspects of this, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.